This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
The Fan listeners, if you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
I was outside the room and I saw Adam come sprinting in. I was like, what happened? Hot mic. That's all I heard.
Chris Ello.
Dak Prescott speaking of things that are off.
And Matt Scraby.
Sam must be a liker of his job.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
All right, we kick things off here in hour number two of Gwen and Chris. Like I said earlier, good thing we got all 4 hours today. Going up until 6 o'clock, and there he is. The man who will host tonight's Padre pregame show. He'll also have the postgame show, and he's spending a minute or two with us. Very nice of him. Sam Levitt, there in the upper right corner of your YouTube picture. Sam, how are you today? I asked you last week. I said, are you going up to L.A. for these games? And you said, wouldn't miss it. And that was even before you knew Ohtani was going to start tonight. The buzz has to be incredible, but before I get to the buzz and tonight, I was thinking about my friend, Sam Levitt. Saturday night, somewhere around, say 7 o'clock, 7:15, kind of as that fourth and fifth run were crossing the plate for Arizona in the bottom of the ninth inning, and I thought, my guy Sam Levitt now has to do a post-game show. How was that one for you, Sam?
Yeah, that was a rough one on Saturday. It was a rough one. However, yeah, those days do happen for the best teams and the best of closers. So, it does happen over the course of 162. But, yes, when you have to throw away all your notes and things in your head about
yes.
the game and you're getting ready to talk about what a nice win it was, then you only focus on the ninth inning. So it did change a lot for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure you saw all of the I'm not going to say it, but just the people that were pretty much ready to jump off the bandwagon for good, right, after that game. I saw a lot of tweets, a lot of Padre fans, not only giving up on the season, but saying that the Padres have given up on the season, and AJ better start selling off some of these guys. I mean, just, on and on and on. But the Padres don't listen to any of that, and then they come back and get a nice win yesterday. And I thought, I don't say must win in June, Sam, but based on what happened Saturday and with four games coming up in L.A.,
yeah,
yesterday was a really good time to win a game. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it really was. And you felt like they really, really needed that win yesterday. And I think the encouraging thing from the last 2 days, despite not winning on Saturday because of what happened in the bottom half of the ninth inning, the encouraging thing, I think, is that the offense is really looked a lot better.
Started to wake up, yeah.
Yeah, before the ninth inning on Saturday, you had to love what they did late in that game. Not only taking a lead, but also adding on insurance. I mean, they did everything right in that game on Saturday. And then yesterday, having guys hit home runs. How about Jake Cronin? And Elias Diaz and Fernando with four hits and Manny continuing to produce. So those were as good as signs offensively as we've seen in a while. And they needed that even, I think, beyond the win itself. They needed the offense to show some signs of life and get going before, obviously, what's going to be a tough series in L.A. So I'm with you. Big win yesterday and hopefully some momentum they can carry into Southern California here.
Yeah, Padres have scored 11. They put up a 7 and they put up an 8 in the last 5 games. And they weren't doing that for a while. They also put a 7 up and a loss in L.A. So 4 of the last 6 games, they've scored 7 or more runs. That's something, you know, when the team has been struggling. So offensively. All right, Sam, give me a feel. You got the buzz in L.A. Otani's pitching tonight. I mean, this is as big as it gets in the world of, you know, Japanese baseball. Yeah. And I think in a lot of ways, it just kind of we kind of are attracted to all of it too. What did you think when you heard he was starting tonight? Because I think it's a bit of a kind of a gamesmanship type thing from Dave Roberts, you know, this big series, yeah. And he's going to open with Otani instead of, you know, saving him for a little quieter debut.
Yeah, I think there's a few different things to chew on, and I don't know how much the Padres being in town in particular plays a role or not, but it certainly doesn't hurt the fact that you have a division rival in town. My first reaction was wow, because it was kind of out of nowhere. I mean, you know, yeah. They were talking like maybe he would come back sometime around the All-Star break. We know he had been throwing the simulated games, including the last one at Petco Park during that last series in San Diego. So we knew he was working his way back, and he was close to returning, but obviously it's a very unique situation because of the type of player he is. He's your DH every day. He's your most important hitter every day. So this is not a situation where you send him out for a rehab assignment. I think we all understand the unique nature of the situation. And look, and I said it earlier to Scraby, I mean, this is not Dodger loving on my part. Look, the guy is who he is. I mean, he's an international superstar. He's one of the most unique players we've had in a very, very long time. And he's the only player we have like him right now, right? A two-way guy, and he's really, really, really good at both. So, you know, the fact that he's going to take the mound tonight for the first time in a couple of years and for the first time as a Dodger after signing that huge deal, it is significant. I think every Padre fan could understand why that is a big deal and why the eyes of baseball will be on this stadium in L.A. tonight, even beyond it just being Padres-Dodgers, which is a big-time rivalry, best rivalry in baseball to me right now. I do understand it from the Dodgers' standpoint of it essentially sounds like essentially the decision was if he's going to throw, why not have him throw in real games? And also, apparently it was a lot for him to warm up, do everything he needs to do to get ready for a simulated game on the mound, to throw however many pitches he was throwing.
Yeah.
And then get ready to play a game. Like, it was basically two warm-ups in one day for two games. He's like playing a doubleheader, right. Essentially. So it does make sense that they would say, okay, well, you know what? If we're going to do this and he's going to, you know, throw pitches and get warmed up, why don't we just have him do it in a game? So it does make sense to me from that standpoint. It was just surprising because, you know, none of the reporting was that he was going to come back this week. And then it went from they're planning on him making an appearance on the mound at some point in the next handful of days to, oh my goodness, it's tomorrow. So that part of it was definitely weird and unexpected. But I think when you really think about it from the Dodger perspective, it does make, I think it makes sense.
Sam Levitt is there. He'll have the pregame coverage getting underway at 6 o'clock. I want to ask you about the buzz surrounding Otani, if it's even possible that there could be more buzz with him pitching tonight. But the Dodger lineup just came out, Sam.
Yeah.
And I have a question, because I thought I knew everything, but I don't. As I'll readily admit to anybody out there, Shohei Otani is in the lineup tonight. He's batting first as the pitcher. Now, let's just say Couple things. First, let's say he gets through the first inning, and then he bats in the bottom of the first. Mm-hmm. And then as the opener, they take him out of the game. Mm-hmm. Is he allowed to then switch to a DH?
Yeah. Yeah. I think when you look at the lineup, I think he's going to be listed as the DH. So, I mean, this is not a new rule, but they implemented it in 2022 when he was still with the Angels. It essentially allows a team to list the pitcher as the DH, and even if he's removed from pitching, they can
then he
remain
just stays in
the
there
as
the
DH.
Okay,
correct.
But how about the okay? Well, here's that may have answered the next one, but what if the Padres knocked him out in the top of the first inning, and so he was out of the game before he even came to the plate? Does he
Chris,
still get
I think
to be
he just
DH?
Stays in the game as the DH.
He just gets to stay in. Huh?
Yeah, I know it goes against what the rules were for
for everybody
years,
else,
and obviously they didn't have the DH for a lot of those years.
Yeah,
but I think it's you just got to consider him as almost like an extra guy that happens to be pitching, and he's the DH, and he can stay as the DH even if he comes out. He's just the DH who happens to be able to go out there and pitch until he's done pitching.
I don't
essentially
like it.
Is the way I think about it.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'd like to see them knock him out, though.
Well,
that
look,
would really
hey, Chris,
upset the apple
Chris,
cart.
They put in the rule a handful of years ago for Ohtani. I mean,
I
that's
know.
They essentially put in the rule for Ohtani. So,
and I'd appreciate it if he was a Padre, but I don't appreciate it since
he's
a Dodger.
Well, I will say, look, it is what it is. This was a rule before he was a Dodger, so it wasn't specifically for the Dodgers, but he also doesn't count against their 13 pitchers. So when you talk, hey, think about it this way, Chris. When you talk about a playoff roster.
No kidding. He said they get an extra pitcher now.
Unless there's some different kind of rule for the playoffs that I'm not aware of, he's essentially an extra pitcher that doesn't count against your pitcher number.
I don't like
it's an advantage. It really is. I mean, think about it from a playoff standpoint in particular. That's a real advantage. But you know, they made the rule, those two rules a handful of years ago, with Ohtani in mind, and now the Dodgers are the beneficiary.
Yeah. All right. Tell me the feeling up there. Did you feel anything? The buzz, is it any different, or is it always this way with him when he's out there?
You know, I mean, I got to the stadium about an hour ago, and I've been setting up and running around, and I had to go back to my car, so I haven't done a ton yet. Obviously, there's nobody here yet, but, you know, look, I think Padres-Dodgers, in and of itself, to me, it's the best rivalry in the game, and it's the first time the Padres have been here since Game 5 of the National League Division Series, so I think it's always a big deal and intense when these two teams meet, whether it's in San Diego or L.A., but, I'll go back to what I said earlier. It's obviously, a big deal to have Ohtani on the mound and have him return to the mound for the first time in a couple of years. I mean, it is part of the Ohtani story, right? He's now won an MVP, only hitting, but, the fact that he's an elite two-way guy is part of it. So I do expect it to be ramped up in here tonight. I think it would have been anyway, but it's going to be interesting for sure. And hey, it's going to be interesting to see A, how he looks, and B, he's got to face the big guys right off the top there, and Fernando and Manny, and so he's not being eased in against a weaker lineup for sure. He's going to have to face some big boys right off the bat.
Well, I'm a big Dave Roberts fan, and I really want to see Dave out on the field having to remove Ohtani in the top of the first inning because the Padres score 4 or 5 in the top of the first. That would upset all their plans, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, put it this way. It's not out of the realm of possibility, considering I can't imagine they're going to let him go throw 30, 40 pitches in the first inning. So even if it's a lengthier first inning, if you can really make him work, could get him out. But it sounds like it's only going to be an inning.
They say he may go one or two innings. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Well, because he's thrown more than one inning in these sim games. So that's why I think it is possible. I mean, he is built up enough to go multiple innings, but we'll see.
Sam Levitt,
for sure.
Look,
adds a twist, for
sure. Here's the thing. This is the biggest thing in sports tonight. Ohtani returns to the mound. Sam Levitt is there. He's on the scene. This is why we love him. He's always there for us.
NBA Finals Game 5, too. But
what's that? I mean, come on. This is... Sam, have a good evening, and have a good show. We'll see you a little later.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
Thanks for coming on for us. Appreciate you giving us a little feel. Sam Levitt is there. He's got the pregame show at 6 o'clock. We got a lot more coming up. Our Daily Gambit pushed it back one segment. Don't go anywhere. We got our picks for tonight next. After we check a little traffic as well on 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
You're the fan. Tony, with us a little earlier. He'll be with us a little later. He's in Los Angeles. Tonight's ball game. Tony's on TV tonight. And that means we get Jesse and we get Scan here on the radio call.
I'm not sure about that, actually. Hold
You're not sure about that
one
either.
One second.
You got, you actually think you, did you get a memo on that, Frank?
I might have done.
Oh.
We have Jesse and Mark Grant tonight. So Grant's going to go from TV to radio.
Tony going from radio to TV.
Yes.
Interesting.
With Jesse and Bob in when the Royals come in.
All right. Well, all right. That schedule's interesting.
There you go.
To say the least. But all right, so we'll have Mudcat tonight on the radio. Good. Either way, Padre Dodgers. 7 o'clock, 7:10, Shohei Ohtani will throw the first pitch, and the whole world will react. We got a Daily Gambit to get to, so shall we, Frank?
I think we shall.
Okay.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Duh, winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Our Daily Gambit time. We'll take a look at some of the games coming up tonight. Frank and I will make our picks. Over the weekend, Frank, I had a 8-1 record.
Congratulations.
And yeah, I've had a couple of hot days in the recent times. Scraby was 6-3, so both of us did well. My only loss over the weekend was taking Indiana +6 against OKC Friday night. OKC, you may recall, won by 7.
Oh.
And only doing so, like, in the last minute of the game with free throws and things of that nature. Otherwise, I might have gone run the table for the weekend. But anyway, That was a good weekend for me.
I would say so.
17 and 14 for the week. Scraby actually beat me. He was 20 and 11. So we're really good at this stuff, apparently. Or we have been lately.
Please gamble responsibly.
Yes, we always say that. And I'm not going to keep reminding you. If you're too dumb, if you're spending money that you don't have on gambling, there's probably not a lot I can do to help you anyway, other than to keep trying to tell you not to do that.
Well, hold on. Just give it a second here.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Thank you for that, Frank, but the guy says it so fast that I don't think anybody could write any of that down.
That's what the rewind function for your podcast is for.
Is that what, can you slow the podcast down to call 1-800? That's what I need to write that phone number down.
You actually can.
OKC is favored by a big 9.5 tonight in Game 5. Frank, I'll let you go first. Series is now even. Everybody thinks OKC is back on track to win the championship. What say you?
And they're in OKC tonight.
Yes, they are. Game 5.
I'm going to say under, but only just. I'm taking the Pacers.
Taking the Pacers plus the points.
Yes.
Is what you're doing. Yeah, this is OKC's night to win. They have not had really the cruise type of victory. They did a little bit in Game 2. I just think Indiana's going to continue to provide the resistance. I'll take the 9.5. Over under 224 points. 224.5, actually. The last game was 215. So it was 10 points below last game. Tonight they'll be over. They'll hit more shots.
I'm going to go against you. I'm going to say under.
Under.
On that.
One thing that OKC, they won the game, Game 4, despite making only 3 threes the whole game, which was their lowest amount, I think, for the entire season.
I would say, yeah.
So that was, you know they're going to make more than that tonight, and they still won that game. All right, who's going to score more points tonight, Frank? SGA.
I was going to say Oklahoma City, but.
Yeah. SGA minus 17 or Halliburton?
SGA.
You're going to give the 17.
Yeah, Halliburton has been so hot and cold.
He's inconsistent, isn't he?
He'll have good games, then he'll just disappear, and then it relies on Siakam. And then if Siakam can't get it, then they got nothing. So I'm going to take SGA.
I'm going to take the most underrated player in the league, or the overrated player, Halliburton. Remember they had a poll this year,
mm-hmm.
And the NBA players chose Halliburton, the most overrated player in the league.
It's got to sting a little bit.
I think it's also kind of fired him up.
When your peers rate you as the most overrated player.
Yeah, he's proven them wrong. But you're right. He has been inconsistent. I say tonight he's on. SGA is a guaranteed 33, 34 points.
Yeah.
So just book it. That guy does it every night. Chet Holmgren, minus 2 rebounds against Siakam. Siakam is the one. Indiana didn't have really a rebound guy. They kind of rebound by committee. Holmgren is a good rebounder. I'll take Holmgren here, minus 2. That's a hard one. Rebounding, I didn't really know a lot about it.
I've always thought of Siakam. Siakam was with the Raptors, right?
Mm-hmm.
For their run?
Yeah, he won. He was on that winning team, yes.
I never really saw Pascal Siakam as a defensive player. I've always seen him as more of an offensive threat,
yeah,
especially back then.
Well,
I'll go with Halliburton or Holmgren as well. Sorry.
Holmgren there. By the way, speaking of offensive and offensive rebounds, did you see now that what they're, Angel Reese, the
yes,
player for the Chicago, and how she misses shots and gets them and puts them back up? Did you hear
and then
now
misses
that
misses them again and
right,
then puts them back
well,
up?
Well, you know
again
now that people are not calling them rebounds anymore. They're now called
Angel Reese
knee
rebounds.
Bounds.
Oh God,
knee bounds. And she's taken it to TikTok and Twitter to dispute all of that. It's an ongoing thing.
Listen, if you're going to stink, at least stink with a reason behind it. She's been playing a little better lately.
She had a triple-double over the weekend, so I wouldn't totally give up on Angel.
How many of those rebounds were offensive rebounds?
Knee bounds?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of stat padding if you think
about
it.
Alex Caruso, 17.5. Points plus rebounds plus assists tonight. 17.5 points plus rebounds plus assists, Caruso. Frank, you're first.
I'll take the over on that.
I will definitely go over. Caruso has been great in this series, by the way. scoring 15, 17 points just on the on its own. Dodgers, Padres, 9 runs tonight.
Over.
I'll go over also. I'm first. Over. Yeah. Padres are starting to hit a little bit. Otani, over under 1.5 strikeouts. It's kind of tough because you don't know how long he's going to really pitch. They say one inning. He could pitch 2 innings. And 1.5 strikeouts. Frank, does he go over that or does he stay under that?
I'm going to say,
this is a tough one, I think.
Yeah, it's a really tough one.
Not quite sure where to go here.
I'm going to say over because I don't think he's going to pitch just the one inning.
You think he'll go into the second inning?
I think he'll go into the second inning. It's been a while since they've seen him. Maybe he's done something in this rehab that's different from the last time they saw him. So I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under and say that the Padres go, Fernando goes single, stolen base. Arise doubles him in, Manny homers. By that time, they're scrambling in the bullpen, and Otani's on his way to the dugout.
All right, so now that we've gone over what you hope will happen,
yes,
what
I
do
know.
You think will happen?
Probably a bouncer to short, a pop-up, and a, you know. All right, Washington Nationals are home tonight to the famous Colorado Rockies. Washington, of course, is favored by 1.5. Now, the Rockies did win yesterday. But they're still 14-57, I believe.
It was a 10-1 win over the Bravos, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 1-1. It was 1-1, and the Braves pitcher, Holmes, struck out 15 guys.
Yep.
And then after he left the game, the Rockies scored 9 runs. But I'll still take Washington. I can't. I haven't picked the Rockies yet. I'm not going to start now.
Yeah, you can't. You can't pick Colorado. I'm sorry.
No, not yet. College baseball tonight, good game. LSU favored, though, over UCLA. Winning bracket of the College World Series. LSU favored by 2.5 runs, Frank. You go first.
I'm going to take UCLA. I'll make Dave Marcus happy. I'll take UCLA.
I'm going to take UCLA, too. 2.5 runs is a lot for a playoff game. But, you know, this is because they think the SEC is just so, you know, the greatest thing ever.
Well, you know.
So, we'll see. All right, there's our picks for tonight. Busy night in sports, certainly. A lot going on. College World Series, NBA Game 5, Dodgers, Padres. A lot to happen. All right, we'll take a break, come back. Lots more coming up. Gwen and Chris rolling on. And what do we got next, Frank? Do we have anything? You were hoping I had something.
No, we had a whole rundown, but we've gone all over the show. We could discuss the Devers trade.
That's right. There's been so many things. We haven't hit on that yet. Let's do it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We've talked about all of the big stuff, and there is a lot of, you know, frankly, a lot of big stuff from the weekend. And J.J. Spahn, incredible. Just something I'll remember for a long time, the way he finished that and gave the Aztecs their second U.S. Open champion or major tournament champion. But I think Schauffele did win a U.S. Open along. You know, he's won two majors. And now you get J.J. Apparently, according to, I think it was AI, or somebody looked this up or typed it in, because it's hard to quantify all this. The San Diego State is now only the fifth school that is represented by two major golf champions, with Schauffele and J.J. Spahn.
Oh, wow.
Stanford had Tiger Woods and another really good golfer, and it was written somewhere, and I can't, you know, so if you know golf, you know who I'm talking, but Stanford had two. I think it was Arizona State had two, which is Phil Mickelson and John Rahm. I guess both went to Arizona State.
Yep.
And anyway, there's a couple more. It was a tweet, and I didn't save it, so I don't remember all of it. But still a nice feather in the cap for San Diego State. And by the way, the low amateur in the tournament was also a San Diego State golfer, just to add to it.
I think I also saw that two of the last three major winners, just period,
I think three of the last six.
Three of the last six have been.
Schauffele won two in there, and J.J. Spahn, incredible finish. Like I said, I'll remember that drive on 17, you know, for a long time. I mean, because who doesn't dream of driving a 315-yard green, right? We all dream of it. He did it, and I thought for a half a second it was going in.
Yeah,
we had a side view, so you couldn't see that he wasn't really online to the cup.
Mm-hmm.
But as it was rolling, I'm like, he made it, which was like, you know, would have blown my mind completely. So that was big over the weekend. Obviously, Padres get a much-needed win yesterday after the debacle of Saturday night. And yes, it was. For those who, you know, gave up on the season Saturday night, you know who you are. Who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe the Padres will just collapse into fourth place and, you know, never be heard from again. But they kind of think differently.
There's still eight games over 500.
Look, you know what you know it. I know
it. No, I know. I'm just saying.
The people Saturday night don't know it. They had pretty much given this season up after that loss. Mike Schilt had to be fired. By the way.
Fired up to complete that.
Fired up, right. By the way, if a lot of our listeners and tweeters out there had their way, yesterday's game for the Padres would have been managed by the 32nd different manager this season. Because a lot of people, after every loss, think the manager should be fired.
Which means
you'd go through a lot of guys by, you know, the middle of June. But what? Mike Schilt obviously doesn't know what he's doing with a 7-3 lead, bringing his closer into the game.
What in the world?
What did he do wrong?
No,
Saturday night.
Nothing. That sometimes you push all the right buttons and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
We had last week, Braden and I, we did a, I'm trying to see what day it was.
Okay.
It was, oh boy. I can't tell.
Well, does it matter?
It was a,
what day it was?
No, but we did basically a sarcasm hour.
It was
the 10th last week, where basically
you just said
a bunch
of stuff that was, but you're being sarcastic.
We just read the tweets where the comment section. We were DFA. Right. We DFA'd Xander Bogaerts. We DFA'd Wandy Peralta. We DFA'd somebody else. I think we did fire Schilt.
I'm pretty sure we have no catching left.
No.
Both of those guys.
No, you don't. They're both gone.
By the way, speaking of catching, how about Camposano? They just, like, off the mothballs, play Saturday night. Predictably, he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. What
do you
expect? He hasn't, you know, been in the batter's box. It was nice to see him anyway.
He is out of witness protection.
I know. And then they put him back in it yesterday.
Oh, gosh. I think, yeah, he is still, he's 0 for 18.
Still hitless, right. All right. Padres back at it tonight. Ohtani pitches. So, look, we've hit all those are all the big things that have happened. We talked, the kid at Arkansas today pitches a no-hitter in the College World Series with an unbelievable 19-strikeout performance. That hasn't happened in over 60 years. So a lot of good stuff. But the one thing that really has the whole baseball world going is this trade yesterday, which came down, surprisingly, I think to a lot of people. I wasn't shocked by this. Rafael Devers is traded to the Giants. Now, on the surface, me, I'd rather seen him traded not to a team in the Padres division. He is quite a good hitter. He could, you know, help the Giants immeasurably. They don't have a great hitting ball club to begin with. You know, so Devers is not going to hurt. They parted with, I think, a lot, 2 pitchers that are, you know, both capable of starting, pitching, and 2 prospects. That's the Giants side, but I don't worry about all that as a fan of the Padres. I worry about what can Devers now do to improve the Giants. But you brought a good point up to me while we were talking off the air before this segment, Frank. And that is, as far as Devers is concerned, he's in the exact same position he was in Boston. Nothing has changed. They have a Gold Glove winning third baseman in San Francisco.
Who's locked up for 5 years.
Just as they do in Boston. In Bregman, now he's behind Matt Chapman. He's not playing third base for the Giants. And first base, Wilmer Flores is really the DH. And now Flores can play first base, but he's not very good. Devers, so he's going to have to be the DH or first base, I guess. If he's DH, then that means Flores has to play every day. I don't think he's really, you know, made for that at this point. So the Giants, to me, this isn't a perfect fit. And I just want to say one last thing, because I don't know how this all works. But I did see some graphic yesterday where they laid down, because of analytics, they're able to show you where every one of Devers' hits this year has gone. A spray chart, right? And a lot of the hits he's had would be outs in San Francisco, because San Francisco is a different world. He doesn't hit a lot of high, towering fly balls to right field, you know, which is what you need to get a home run in San Francisco. So I don't know that this is going to be as big a thing as people think. Giants are going to pay him a lot of money. I think the Red Sox are a lot worse. And I don't know that the Giants have just, like, automatically taken over the league.
No.
Frank, your thoughts. You had some good thoughts.
Really, really quick. The Padre lineup is out for tonight. Fernando Tatis Jr. leading off in right. Arraez at first. Manny at third. Sheets in left. Bogarts at short. Cronenworth at second. Batting seventh is Trenton Brooks.
Hey, he will DH tonight. Good for you, Trenton. Good luck, man.
T-Wade then batting eighth in center, and Martin Maldonado behind the plate. But this makes absolutely no sense.
You're saying the Devers trade.
Yeah,
from
the Devers
what perspective?
Trade, from all of them.
From both perspectives. Interesting.
All three. Because if you look at the Giants, you give up Hicks, who you traded to get.
Yeah, flame-throwing guy.
To make
Still
him a starter.
Still is not quite harnessed it yet, but, you know, this is a guy that potentially could get it together sometime. He throws over 100. We know that.
You trade the next big left-handed arm out of your system in Kyle Harrison.
Kyle Harrison, right?
You trade your first round pick this year, the number 13 overall pick, James Tibbs III, who right now was their number 4 prospect and was playing in high A Greenville. He'll most likely be in high A when they go to Boston.
Okay.
And a right-handed pitcher, Jose Bello, who is playing in the Arizona Complex League. So now he'll go to the PCL, figure out whatever happens with him. He may never play.
So you think the Giants give up a lot here?
The Giants give up a lot for them to be for them to put themselves in the same exact situation that Boston's in, with a disgruntled player who wants to play every single day at the position that he wants to play at and doesn't have a chance to. Now, granted, Chapman is on the IL right now, so he'll be able to play a little bit.
Devers can play a little third base, right, for a couple of weeks, a week or two.
Right, but when he comes back, what happens then? If you're Rafael Devers, this trade makes no sense because of what we just said. You're in the same exact boat you were in, just instead now you're in San Francisco than in Boston.
You're in a lot worse hitting park is where
that,
you are.
That as well.
A lot worse. From, not even as close there.
From Boston's perspective, you got rid of a guy, a franchise cornerstone, the face of your franchise right now, because you got tired of his attitude.
Didn't like it.
Because you signed a third baseman who has an opt-out at the end of this year. So you elected to trade your franchise piece who you locked down a couple of years ago and decided to side with somebody who's in his first year with the team who can opt out at the end of this year and just leave you with absolutely nothing.
So if Bregman leaves,
stupidity.
If Bregman leaves,
they got nothing.
Then Devers could have played third base again next year.
Exactly.
Not
now
anymore.
You have nothing.
So you don't like this for any perspective.
No, it's a dumb trade. You would with how we saw everything that was going on with Devers from at the beginning of the year, you had a feeling that this trade was going to happen. That's why you said it wasn't a surprise.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me based on, you know, what's been going on, right? The Red Sox were tired of his thing.
Yeah.
I don't actually blame them. We'll talk about it more in the Big Five, but I don't blame the Red Sox for being tired of his act, but I do blame the Red Sox for making him have this act. They're the ones that brought in Bregman in the first place.
Yeah, they started
and then
their own
the
fire.
Ones that started this own thing. Right. So anyway, look, maybe Devers goes to San Francisco and mauls the baseball, but I don't know a lot of guys other than Barry Bonds who can tame Oracle Park. It is a tough place to hit, and you're going to get a lot of fly balls that used to bounce off that wall and give you a triple that are now going to be easy outs.
And
a lot of them. Ask Xander Bogaerts about it. Even though he doesn't play in San Francisco, he plays in Petco. But that wall's gone. It changes things. And I think Devers is the kind of guy that took a lot of advantage of that wall. I don't have a spray chart in front of me, but he doesn't pull everything.
And
so we'll see. I mean, you know, look, it might work for San Francisco, but I agree. They've kind of given themselves a log jam. And what for? A hitter.
And for Boston, you get another prospect outfielder. Like you already have a log jam in outfield already with young players coming up.
I don't think the Reds added another one. There's a lot of reports that say the Red Sox didn't really look around. They just saw the Giants as a partner and said, let's go.
There were reports I saw.
Maybe they didn't get what they really could have got.
There were reports that I saw that had the Padres as one team that had checked in him. But I think three or four other teams.
Well, we would use him as DH. We could use one,
but
honestly.
Also, think about it. This was a team that all offseason didn't spend money, and ever since the passing of Peter Seidler have been clutching at the pocketbook to not spend money and try to figure out ways to save money and get money back. Now you're going to open it for Rafael Devers, who's going to be making $28.5 million every single year?
We didn't do it. And frankly,
but that doesn't make sense either.
All right. Well, I'm glad he's in San Francisco. I'm not as concerned about it as maybe a lot of people. I know a lot of people are going to the Padres side. They're going to, they got Devers. We got to keep up with the Joneses. So we now have to go out and get a really expensive ball player. I know the Padres need some players. They got to get a left field fix. They got to figure a couple things out in this lineup going forward. But I'm not going to overreact to what they just did. to what San Francisco just did. I don't think that's smart. You still got to do things that are right for your franchise, your ball club. We'll see. One last thing about Devers, just for fun. It would be juicier if it was the other way. But just for fun, the Red Sox play in San Francisco this weekend.
Yes.
It'd be better if the Giants played in Boston, but we'll have to settle for this
and the people
coming up this weekend.
And the people in Boston, they get it. This is the third time now in the last 21 years that this has happened to them.
We're a big-time player, Mookie Betts.
And Nomar Garciaparra back in 2004.
Probably others, but yeah. Red Sox Nation. Probably not thrilled today. I don't know that Padre Nation is thrilled either, because I think they think that Devers is going to be a big difference maker. I think he'll help, but I don't expect him to change the whole world for them. Let's go back to Trenton Brooks getting his first start tonight for the Padres at the DH spot.
Should we hit traffic first before we dive into this?
I would like to.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is brought to you by the Salute to Heroes Golf Tournament, July 28th at Loma Santa Fe Country Club. Several things might slow you down this afternoon. Got this collision on eastbound King Freeway near the 805. It's over to the right shoulder. Also, southbound 163 near Washington Street, crash in middle lanes. Going to find eastbound 52 Mast Boulevard off-ramp a collision, and getting reports of an accident now on the La Jolla Parkway on-ramp to southbound 5. The Salute to Heroes Golf Tournament is back July 28th at Loma Santa Fe Country Club. Join sport legends and celebrities and tee off to support local heroes. Register now at sandiegosocialleagues.org. That's sandiegosocialleagues.org. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Good to have Kelly back on the traffic situation. On the Trenton Brooks situation, first of all, I like this. You got Wade in center field because Merrill's hurt. Mm-hmm. So basically your other DH choice would be Lockridge, and you're facing a right-hander, at least at the beginning, in Shohei. So bring a left-handed bat in, put Trenton Brooks, give him a chance. You've called him up. Let's see what he can do. He was called up last year. He went 3-for-25 short. You know,
with San Francisco, 12 games with San Francisco last year.
3-for-25, yes. And had one RBI, one stolen base. He is a San Diego guy.
There you go.
Went to Granite Hills High School in El Cajon. I think he lives in Alpine. And he went to Nevada, Reno, University of Nevada. So Trenton Brooks, 5'11", buck 95. And if nothing else, he's going to give Dylan Cease a run for best mustache on the ball club.
He's not the only he's not the only transaction the Padres have made today.
Okay.
Just announced that Bryce Johnson has been called up for Luis Camposano. They've also transferred Yu Darvish to the 60-day IL. So those were just made as well.
All right, thank you. So Camposano's stay is over.
Yep.
Again.
Campy's down.
And now it's Bryce Johnson.
Yes.
Who they traded back to receive. Remember, he was on the team.
Yep.
He was off the team. They traded again to get him back. Everybody said, what are they doing? This is what they were doing. Here's the thing, though. People are going to, you know what people heard? Would you say there? On the second transaction,
they heard Darvish.
Yeah, they heard blah 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 blah. You Darvish to the 60-day DL. Blah 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 blah. That's all they heard. He's got to be approaching 60 days already, if not past it. So what, you know, to me, it shouldn't change that much in terms of when he's coming back.
I did see something that it might be looking towards after the All-Star break for his return.
I've seen a lot of things. You know what? I'm as frustrated as anybody by it. Honestly, I am. And I think the Padres, I hate to tell them, but they deserve a little of the responsibility for it.
But again, I'm a dope for saying that the Padres should not have given $20 million a year to a guy approaching 80.
Yes, I know you said that, and he's not quite 80. But my thing is, maybe the Padres just did not know, and they were shocked by this as all of us. But it seems to me they probably were smart enough to know that Darvish would be out a while. And they're probably even smart enough to know that Michael King would be out a while. And they're probably smart enough to know that Jackson Merrill was going to miss a month earlier this season, not just one day. And so, you know, if you're a little more straightforward out there, you don't have to tell us everything, but if you're a little more straightforward, we'd appreciate it. And I understand why fans are frustrated that Darvish isn't back and King's not back, and we really don't know when. And we honestly are to the point now where we don't believe them if they tell us. That's their fault, not ours. Just to make it clear. All right, top of the hour. Good stuff there, Frank. Thank you. More coming up with Chris vs. the Fans. Next, play some trivia out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.